Grace and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a story, not sure if it's true, about Walt Disney's wife, Lillian, who when she attended the opening of Walt Disney World in Florida, it was about 5 years after her husband Walt had died. And somebody said to Lillian, "I'm sure your husband would have loved to have seen this." And she is said to have replied, "He saw this many years ago." Such is the vision of a prophet, such as Ezekiel or Isaiah, who saw things. God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, do you see this? What do you see, O seer, O prophet? Write for those who come after you." Now some use the vision of prophets to guide them to the Savior. They see Jesus as the fulfillment of these prophecies. Others see the Savior first of all. They know and see that Jesus is the Christ. And they have their understanding enhanced by going back and reading what is written about Him in the Old Testament. And they understand better what God was doing and still is doing. In Ezekiel chapter 47, which serves as the background for the song Mountain Streams, Ezekiel sees a stream flowing down from Mount Zion, from the temple, from the altar. I won't read you this whole text, but it's very interesting, of the vision that Ezekiel sees. He's led into water, ankle deep at first, then waist deep, and soon it's over his head. And then he sees this river supporting life as trees grow on both sides of it, like the trees in the last chapters of the book of Revelation, bearing fruit in all the months, all the seasons, for food. And their leaves, it says, are medicine for the healing of the nations. On the banks of the river, Ezekiel sees fishermen, like Jesus' disciples, but they can fish right from the shore. And all the fishing spots are good ones, full of fish and many kinds of fish. And the most remarkable part to me is that wherever that mountain stream flows, everything lives. It even makes the Dead Sea into a freshwater lake. But not the marshes, not the places where the stream does not flow. Those remain dead and salty. Now this vision came true in the time of John the Baptist. The water of the Jordan River, which flows into the Dead Sea, actually became a mountain stream washing away the sins of those who wanted to live with the coming Messiah. Pharisees, like a salty marsh, were so close, but yet they did not have their lives freshened by John's message or his baptism. They lacked faith and they remained dead in trespasses and sins. But baptism gives two things to those who believe. It not only washes their sins, but as John says, "I baptize with water, but the one coming after me, who I'm not worthy of, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the second gift that all the baptized receive, for they must go. For streams of living water flow from within them, as John says, and they go as a mountain stream to others. This dream, this vision, became a reality in South Windsor 50 years ago, even today here at Gethsemane, and everywhere that people gather around the gospel, around the good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. The good news is that Christ is near and He is not far. If you can't see Him, then wade in the water. Get a little wet. Listen to the children splashing in it. They'll be splashing in it next Sunday at our 11 o'clock service when they share the good news of the Christmas story in their children's Christmas service. If you can't see Him, see the people that get healed in body and in soul by the streams coming to them. And whether they live or whether they die, they belong to the Lord and they live on. Taste and see that the Lord is good if you can't see Him. For after washing us up, the Lord Jesus feeds us with His own body and blood that grant us sustenance and healing. As the psalmist says, lift up your heads, look up, and see many more people of every kind who need to know this gospel message of the Savior born in Bethlehem for them, for peace in their lives. Can you see the mountain stream? Can you be the mountain stream? In Jesus' name, Amen.